Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two grand slam, 10 questions. You get them all right, you get $2,000. For each correct question you answer, you get $25. You'll have 60 seconds. You can pass. Use your time effectively. John?
Yes?
You got the questions this
time. I do have the questions this time. And it's going to be interesting because this is a tough one. And following on the heels
of...
Don't say
that. You jinx people.
What
we
have. Well, we'll see what happens. Who do we got today?
Greg is in the process of getting that person ready for us. Oh, here he is. Okay, Jason in Romulus. Jason, we had you the whole time. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we're excited. Have you played before? Do you know the rules of the two Grand Slam?
Yes, I played when it was Stoney and Bill's two Grand Slam.
Oh wow, that's a few years ago.
It's a throwback Thursday.
It's been a while. Yeah. There you go. So the clock will begin as soon as I start the first question. Here we go. Who is the president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons?
Trey Langdon.
Where did Karl Anthony Towns play in college?
Pass.
Who played Dale in the movie Step Brothers?
Riley. His last name is Riley.
Churchill Downs is located in this Kentucky city.
Pass.
M1 is also known as this avenue in Metro Detroit.
Pass.
The Washington Capitals eliminated this team last night.
Pass.
The Los Angeles Lakers were eliminated by this team last night.
By Denver.
This band had the 1998 hit Whiskey in a Jar.
Pass.
The Detroit Lions drafted this player in the first round last week.
Wilkinson.
Well, that would be wrong, but yeah.
I got you at two?
I got you at two as well. So,
dang.
Yeah, it was. I knew it was going to be a tough one. It was a rough one, and there's a lot of passes in there.
A lot of passes.
It just wasn't in your wheelhouse.
Nope, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thanks for calling. Thanks for playing. Let's go. Stay on hold there. We'll make sure you get your $50. That's what you get for two, right?
Yep. And let's get through this. We got to nine questions. We can give people the answers. He started off one for one. The general manager of the Pistons, or the president of basketball operations is.
Yeah. Did he go short name on that?
Trey Langdon.
He went Trey Langdon.
Yeah.
Trajan.
Yeah. Karl Anthony Towns played where in college?
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Who played Dale in the movie Step Brothers?
Yep, he nailed Riley, the last name. John C. Riley is his full name.
Churchill Downs, located in this Kentucky city.
That'd be Louisville.
M1 is also known as this in Metro Detroit.
Come on, man. Woodward. Obviously never been to the Dream Cruise.
Well, can I admit I didn't know Woodward was M1? I know it is Woodward. I didn't know it was M1.
Again, it's just another confirmation. We're not really sure you're from here.
He didn't know it. I don't think most people know that.
Gov.
Oh, I'm getting a glare.
Gov. I mean, come on.
I'm getting a glare.
Woodward.
I think
I've
more
never heard
people
it
know
M1.
It in Metro Detroit than don't, but I don't think it's by a huge percentage. That's just kind of my first read on it. Young people don't care about stuff like that. They just care. They got their M22 sticker so they can let you know they've been there.
Right. Yes. Yes. And Woodward does not. I don't think any part of it actually travels through Livonia.
It does not.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess maybe it's outside your city limits.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez. It does go through Royal Oak where I currently live. So I probably should know that. The Washington
How's your EV travel on M1?
Travels fine on Woodward. The Washington Capitals eliminated this team last night.
That would be the Montreal Canadiens.
God, joke's on them. They made the playoffs, but they didn't get very far.
You've been saving that one.
Lakers were eliminated not by Denver, but by the Timberwolves. The 1990 hit Whiskey in a Jar is
Metallica.
By Metallica. I'm surprised you didn't have an AC/DC guest with them in town. Yeah. The Lions drafted this player in the first round last week.
He said Wilkins?
Wilkinson, yes. I think.
Wilkinson, yeah. It was. It's Tyreek Williams.
Tyreek. Yes, and we were very generous with the two we gave him. He got $50.
Mm-hmm.
Next chance to win is next Tuesday. It's 97-1.